Reflections with Canon Philip Gray. May the words that I speak and the words that you hear be in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To accompany someone takes very particular skills and the right frame of heart and mind. The first is that the accompanist has to resist the temptation to be a soloist themselves. Secondly, to accompany someone, the accompanist also has to be willing to listen and let the other player set the tempo. This requires openness and flexibility. A stubborn accompanist usually makes harmony very difficult. Thirdly, the accompanist therefore has to be prepared to be quieter than the one they are accompanying, prepared to let the other player's melody soar whilst they are in the background. True accompaniment requires humility of spirit and a gentleness of heart. There has to be a trusting relationship which requires patience and forbearance. As those two disciples trudged back to Emmaus, they were undoubtedly very dejected. Their dreams appear to have been shattered. The one in whom they had placed all their hopes, Jesus of Nazareth, had been cruelly killed and now lay in a tomb. As they walked along, they were talking about the events of those last few days. It didn't make any sense to them. Indeed, they were probably feeling traumatised. A stranger joins them, one they don't recognise. He walks along with them and accompanies their journey. He becomes part of their conversation. Sometimes it is easier to talk to a stranger who is detached from the events you have borne. As they tell their sad story, their companion listens patiently. Only when they finish their narrative does the accompanist respond. He picks up their story where it seems to end, and he opens their minds to see it anew. He can do this, for he knows the scriptures and is close to God the Father. Only when their journey is complete, as they sit and eat together, does it finally dawn upon these two men whom they have been travelling with. And this is so often true for us. We often live life in fast forward and only begin to understand its true significance afterwards, when we rewind events in our hearts and minds, with our accompanists, with our Father. In the moment, understanding and comprehension can be difficult. Only later, sometimes very much later, are our eyes open to understand the experiences that we have endured. Reflection, Christian contemplation, is a vital part of our faith. And if we can find a true accompanist, then this becomes all the more possible. Many of us don't expect to discover God in the painful or saddest experiences of our lives. Often in these situations, we can even want to blame God, or at least be angry with him. Faith is easier when the sun shines and we can count our blessings. But the most painful events of our lives are often the ones through which we learn most about God, about ourselves, and about others. These are the events which often form and inform us in faith. And through our accompaniment of others, and through the accompaniment we receive, we discover that new life is raised from sadness, loneliness, pain, or death. Our Lord helped these two disciples as he listened to their story, for he was able to intermingle their story with his. The scriptures, his faith, and ultimately the breaking of the bread illuminated them to such an extent that they realised that the burning heart of love had been rekindled in them on the road. And so they could do no other than get back on that road and begin to share their good news with others. Christ has been raised from the dead. This is the narrative which can transpose and transcend all our stories, and particularly those which are sad or painful. This is not some fairy tale onto which we have tagged an happy ending. It is a glorious ending, fostered within and through experiences of darkness and isolation. One that transformed a group of dejected and frightened men into the apostolic band. Christ will transcend and transform our stories too. And when we discover true accompaniment, we perceive that Christ has journeyed with us. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Daily Reflection podcast. If you would like to listen to more episodes, they will be available on your usual podcast platform. Alternatively, all the podcasts and live streams, services and reflections can be found on the St. Margaret's Ilkley website, stmargaretsilkley.org.